as a mother, you should understand what is the priority. And you yourself should sacrifice seeing any gadget. Okay, except that you can have a telephone which is needed. You know, discussing hours together on telephone, seeing TV. If you do that, children also will do that. So I feel first the parents should understand that, and that's very important. You have to insist. If you don't read, like I used to tell, if you don't read, there is no dinner. I will tell like that. You know, it is compulsory. It's advantage. So always tell them the advantage of reading, and you read, they read. And I used to tell, okay, you read and let us discuss on the book. Values, good values, telling a lie. Okay, spending extra money. You are not negotiable. I said why? Like I used to tell my daughter, you can get 5, 6, or 10 dress. 11th one will not be given. Why? Justify. Justify. And I used to take them to my work and show they look at the people. They are as bright as you are, and they are born other side of the line. Okay? And we have a duty towards them. We have to help. So non-negotiable is value system. You have to stand in a queue. You can't skip. Okay? Wherever you go, airport, anywhere, people may know, they may call, but no, you have to stand in a queue. And you should respect all age people, irrespective of their positions. Never use tu to anybody, always plural, very particular. A driver, you know, a person who, a dhobi who comes, everybody is up, cannot use. Respect. Every mother undergoes this, you know, leave my career. If I'm a housewife, people don't respect. Husband doesn't respect. Ghar mein baith ke kya karti hai, everyone says. And there's so much work at home. There is so much work at home. You know, it is there. But ultimately, what makes you happy, you should do it. Ultimately, let anybody talk anything, but what makes you happy inside, you should do that. Because every mother feels the child is 100% her responsibility. It may not be true, but that's the way we are all brought up. Okay? But if the society is a little bit acceptable, if the husband is helping a little bit, they can do. But for a woman, first 4 or 5 years are hard. Hard. But afterwards, getting back is equally difficult. Okay? If a woman has to make a career, men have to help. So I always say, behind every successful woman, there is an understanding man. The concept of philanthropy was introduced to me when I was a very little girl, maybe 5 years old. Because I stayed with my grandparents, and the way they used to do philanthropic work has influenced me greatly up to this day. My grandfather, Sanskrit scholar, he always said, Dana is so important. Danam priyavaksaitam, shraddhahi danam, ashraddhahi na danam. They themselves were great philanthropists in their own way. They were not highly educated. They never went out of Karnataka. They were in a village. They never got any award. But the kind of life, fulfilled life there, led, made me, I should live like them. It influenced me a lot. So what parents do, it influences children a lot. If you have free time, always do some philanthropic work, your children will absorb. Because their age is like a sponge absorbing water. Okay? Most people don't want to do philanthropic work. Kaun karega, kisko karega? If you do any philanthropic work, you are really not in short of time. You don't get time. You know, when I was in engineering college, I was the only girl in 1968, only girl in engineering college. Today there is 30, 40, 50, 60% are there. But in how many years? Almost 50 years. Okay? So the gender difference is there. It is reducing. Any social change takes time. Any social change takes time. It is not a computer. Okay? It takes time. It is reducing. Compared to olden days, you don't know how life was in those days. My father had 3 daughters and 1 son. But he never made any difference, never ever made any difference. And that helped us a lot in life, you know. Like, so what, somebody is a boy, so what? That kind of an attitude. You know, for example, my daughter's 2 daughters, I always say, so what? Because I recently was working with alcohol people, and I was thinking how the parents were crying. I said, if this is the way they get boys, and they are like this, why, and they don't even know why boys, etc. Generally, you should get a child healthy, normal, and that is more important than boy or a girl. Yesterday, I saw Dangal. It's the best example that medal hi hota hai, sona hi hota hai. Wo chahe ladki le lo, chahe ladka le lo.